This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to see how these guys that I feel like are going to be stars at Georgia Tech going forward, how they respond in this game against this type of competition. A guy like Jeff Sims at quarterback, and especially a guy like Jamar Gibbs at running back, who I think has been tremendous this year as a freshman.
He's
going to be a superstar in the ACC. Today becomes that. I don't want to call it a measuring stick, but I think you look, if Gibbs has a good game today, if Sims has a good game today, even in a loss, you feel a lot better if you're a Tech fan about where you are and where you're headed.
Well, this team right here, I'm with you. It's not a measuring stick. All right, it's not even close right now. But when you look at, I want to see how these young players, this young core of Georgia Tech, performs against a dominant team like that. Are they going to go out there and get manhandled and tossed all around the field like that? Or are they going to put up some type of fight? No, they're not going to beat Clemson today. But I want to see the fight that I believe that coach has instilled in this team. That's why I like Coach Collins so much. I think he's instilled some kind of fight in his team. And it goes back to what you said last week, JC. Don't turn the damn ball over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my biggest thing, because if they turn the ball over, they're going to get beat 60-0. But if they can take care of the football, and eventually it'll come down to Clemson's just better than you, you can deal with that. But I want to see how this young team plays, and I'm talking about as far as their young stars play against a much inferior, a much better opponent.
You know, Randy, I talked to Ken Segura the other night on the show, and we were talking about this game in the Paul Johnson era was a nightmare for quarterback play for Georgia Tech. Like, this was that game where Georgia Tech quarterbacks just got eaten alive over the last several years by Clemson's defense and just gotten overwhelmed to where their offense can't get anything done. I like the development, Chris, of the wide receivers at Georgia Tech with Carter and those guys. I think they're starting to come around. They're starting to play a little bit better. What I'm curious to see is it's not just about Sims, but the offensive philosophy. You know, it's not you know, the high school, you know, triple threat option, you know, spread wing T, you know, deal anymore, where Clemson's defense would just tee off on Georgia Tech running backs and especially quarterback. Quarterbacks just got crushed in this game over the last several years. I want to see if Sims and those wide receivers can move the ball at least. I want to see them move the ball, you know, get some first downs. They're going to get crushed today. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, Clemson is not – Clemson's just not the team to be playing right now. I know a good Alabama, Georgia, and everybody else is, and eventually Ohio State will get there. Clemson ain't going to mess around this year. There's something I'm watching about Clemson that says they just ain't messing around this year. You know, slow starts and this. Nah, they're ready to go. They're ready to rock and roll this year. So they're gonna crush Georgia Tech today. But I want to see how this offense has improved and how Sims and these wide receivers, can they move the football? They're not going to run a whole lot against, you know, Clemson, but, you know, how is their offensive identity against one of these better teams? Because, Randy, this game has been a nightmare for Georgia Tech offenses. I mean, this has been – you look at some of the numbers over the last several years when these two teams have played, it's not been a pretty sight trying to go up against this defense for Tech.
Yep, so you're right, and that's where I said that's when you want to see the fight. Maybe, and we know it's a noon kickoff on the road. With does Clemson come out flat? I doubt it, but yeah, I just want to see Jeff Sims and these guys and these young fellas continue to grow, because they're going to be superstars. I mean, you just see it right there. Georgia Tech is in good hands at the running back, quarterback position. They just got to continue to grow, and this is going to be a test for them, because Clemson's going to, like you said, they're pissed off, man, and they're playing like it this season. And you saw how they just smacked around Miami. All right, you don't think they coming in here to smack around y'all and to show y'all, hey, you're just still a freshman. They come to make a point today.
Yeah, you know, in some senses, I wish in a lot of ways that this was, you know, obviously without the pandemic, to where you could have fans in the stands, and this game was like a Thursday night game, because that setting and that atmosphere and the city lights, and I know it's easy to make fun of Tech and their fan base and all that. I get that. I understand that. But, you know, if you're going to rally around Georgia Tech and you buy into Coach Collins, you know, this would have been one of those games that, boy, on a Thursday night, you know, in Bobby Dodd, on Grant Field, you know, get the hometown faithful to kind of want to turn out and be, you know, and make some noise and have some fun, you know, with this game. Because, again, it's not a matter of it's not about what the result is going to be, because I can assure you what the result is going to be. But this is still the number one team in the nation coming into your building. And you know, as the great coach Al Pacino said, have a little pride, Willie. Have a little pride. So, you know, have a little pride today. You know, go out there, get fired up, and enjoy this. You're not going to beat Clemson, most likely, but, you know, go out there and show how much you've improved over this last year or so.
Clemson's secondary was really good last week against Miami. I wonder if these Tech receivers, can they get open against this Clemson secondary? And Randy, to your point, I think Georgia Tech, you mentioned turnovers, and I think that's key. You can't give Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne too many additional possessions, because they can make this look ugly in a hurry. I think the key for Tech today may be on first downs. Just get positive yardage on first downs and don't force yourself to play from behind the chains all night, where you're faced with second and 13 or third down and 14, those kind of things. Try to stay ahead of the chains a little bit. And guys, we talked about George Pickens and at Georgia and his numbers. You know, with only 8 receptions coming into this game today against Alabama, you look over at Clemson. I'm not surprised, but yet I am surprised that Travis Etienne is the number 2 receiver at Clemson. For as good as that guy is, when they hand him the ball out of the backfield, he is an outstanding receiver, especially when they can get him the ball in space.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is special. He's elusive. Hey, he's harder to tackle than you think. He's the biggest guy in the world, but I mean, the way he plays the game, he plays hard, and you can tell this is important and it's personal to him. And that is, I mean, I'm sure it is to Trevor also, but you see it in the way he plays. This personal. Best player he looks at it as, you know what, I know about this, about number 16, but I'm the best player on this team.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he's the gas in that engine that gets everything going. And what I love about Etienne is when he is motivated, he's as good a run right through you running back as there is. Like, he's not a dance around you and all that. You know, when he gets those 60, 80-yard runs, and he's done that to Tech, you know, I'm going to run right through you and run right down the field and come catch me if you can.
Pitt and Miami today. That's the other noon kickoff in the ACC. It will be on the ACC Network. Pitt has lost their last 2, John, by 2 points. It feels like bad luck has really gotten a hold of the Pitt Panthers. Kenny Pickett, we don't know whether or not he's going to play.
He's out.
So no Kenny Pickett. He was hurt last week. You got the Pitt D going up against the Miami offense. Pitt's given up some big plays this year.
Let me say it like this. Randy, I'm going to learn more about Miami today,
without a doubt,
than I was going to learn about them against Clemson. I knew it was going to – maybe not as bad, but I knew it was going to happen at Clemson. Let me see what Miami does, because this is one of those things where, with Manny Diaz and his team, can they rally the troops? Can they rally the troops when they're at home today and bounce back against certainly not a great Pitt team, but just good enough that they could go and beat Miami? You want me to start believing a little bit more in you? Make sure you take care of your business today at home,
dude. JC, and then because it is that noon kickoff, also, mm-hmm. and you're playing against a team like Pitt, because Pitt's gritty now.
Yep,
I know they lost both of these games, like Chris said, by a combined point total of 2 points. They're gritty. Can Miami get themselves revved up for this noon game coming off of a because if you're a player, you're very disappointed. We knew that Clemson was going to win that football game, but at the same time, you know, we're very, you know, as a player, you got to get back fast and lick those wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. I'm right there with you. I want to see what Miami's made of today.
We'll get to a look at the rest of this ACC slate today when we come back. Real quick, though, Liberty and Syracuse today. Syracuse, how bad are the Orangemen? They are a home dog to a non-Power 5 team. And Liberty, they don't throw the ball very well, but this is the number 7 rush offense in the country, and they're number 5 in total defense that Syracuse is going to have to deal with today.
Georgia Tech should kick themselves for losing that game.
Just beat themselves up.
Yep.
No doubt. We'll come back. We'll go look at the rest of the ACC, including Louisville and Notre Dame. You've got North Carolina on the road. They're in Tallahassee to play Florida State tonight. We'll do all that when we come back. It's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Appointment that Auburn has been this year. Kind of feel the same way about Louisville. I had some maybe higher expectations for this team coming into this year than what they've shown. They have yet to put it together where they look even remotely decent on offense and defense in the same game. It hasn't happened for them yet.
And Hawkins is still, you know, fourth in the country in rushing the football. I mean, they've still got their offensive personnel, and I guess without teasing it too far, we're going to hear about this game a little bit more coming up.
Really?
John, to that point, if I'm Louisville, why not come in here and play loose and just roll the dice and go for it?
They've still got let me put it this way. They've got enough offensive personnel they can get somebody.
There it is. There it is right there. They got enough offensive personnel that they can win this football game. I think that's it. They're one of the more disappointing teams in the country this year.
What do we know about Notre Dame, too?
I think Notre Dame's playing some good ball, but who have they played?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the thing about it.
Question.
That's South the Florida? Question. Yeah. I mean,
they're 3-0, but against who?
So that's and that's where I'm at with them is like, who are they? I mean, we'll eventually figure out who they are when they go up, run up against Clemson, but we don't know who Notre Dame is. But they've been playing some good ball. They got some nice runners back there who they're able to dump the ball out to. Ian Books, he hasn't been spectacular, but he hasn't been awful. You know, so I just think they're playing whoever the competition is, that's where they're playing.
Florida State scored 26 last week.
Exactly.
Against them.
And they're awful.
Yeah. No, they're dreadful. And you got to say it with the drawn out dreadful like that. That's how bad Florida State is. Florida State's dreadful.
Speaking of Florida State, that dreadful offense will be on display 7:30 Eastern on ABC tonight as they host number 5 North Carolina. The Tar Heels coming off a 656 yards of total offense performance last week, including 399 on the ground. They did all of that against a Virginia Tech defense that was already hit hard with injuries and COVID-19. North Carolina's only played 3 games. I don't know that we have really seen, guys, how good this team can be yet. I think we saw some glimpses of it last week, but again, that was against a depleted Virginia Tech team. I don't know that we've really got an idea of just how good North Carolina can be yet.
Randy, I want to ask you, Randy, because we talk a lot about Carolina and their growth and their personnel and this, that, and the other. This is another one of those games, Randy, this week where, you know, last week was show me you can win, take care of your business at home and do those things. This week needs to be, okay, let's flex our muscle down there and show that we're the better team. You know, that next step in the evolution of, okay, we're turning into a good team and a good program and all that. Go down there and kick butt today. Go down there and kick around a team that – really at this point hasn't shown that they're ready to go beat anybody at this point. They barely could hang on to beat Jacksonville, a couple of weeks ago. We talk about, Randy, this little growth and steps of this North Carolina program. Today, for me, it's go down there and just kick some butt. Just go down there and take care of your business.
Impose your will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean, I'm right. The thing with North Carolina, and you said it, they got to learn how to win. And they're a way better team than Florida State. Florida State is reeling. But you might hear about this game later.
Ooh.
But yeah, you might hear about this game later. But there's no reason that North Carolina should win this game other than the fact is that they're not ready to win. That's the only way that they would lose this game today against Florida State, because they are ranked high as they've ever been, and all this other, all the other things that come along with being successful right now. They better not lose this game today.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Are we at the point with Florida State of they can't beat anybody, the other team has to lose?
Yeah.
In the case of today, yes, because I think North Carolina is just a far superior team from both a coaching standpoint and a talent standpoint. And Florida State's allowing the second most yards per play in the ACC this year. To use your word, John, they've just been dreadful on both sides of the ball.
Carolina, Louisville, Pitt, NC State, Clemson, Virginia, and Duke left on Florida State's schedule this year. I'm telling you, if they can win one of those games, they should feel fortunate, because I don't know. I'm not even sure. Maybe Duke is the closest team to them. Maybe Virginia.
Does Duke have 20 turnovers in 5 games?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean,
they've been bad.
But certainly Florida State's not even as disappointing as Louisville is. They're not better than Louisville. They're certainly not better than UNC today. They're certainly not better than Clemson, good Lord. I don't think they're better than Pitt. I'm not sure they're better than NC State. And that's that's rarefied air for that program to sit there and say, okay, are they better than Virginia? I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Tiki Barber, Virginia, and all that. We're talking about, you know, Ham and Agar. You know, we're talking about Joe Bag of Donuts, Virginia right now. So that's how bad it is for Florida State. And I'll tell you, Mike Norvell probably wish he was still quarantining after some of the results of so far.
Number 23, Virginia Tech. They're at home tonight for an 8 o'clock kickoff on the ACC Network against Boston College. Tech's defense, who knows who's healthy? They were down their top three safeties last week, and you saw North Carolina. First, they threw it over the top against them, and then they came back and they just ran it right at them. They need to have a bounce back today. Virginia Tech's going to turn to Hendon Hooker at quarterback. I think they're better offensively when he is in there.
Me too.
We'll see what they can do against Boston College, who, by the way, guys, believe it or not,
they throw the ball.
Boston College has the top two receivers in the ACC in terms of yards per game, and Long and Flowers, and Hunter Long also leads the ACC in receptions this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their defense last year was horrendous at Boston College. They're better this year. I think this may have, look, if you're bored tonight at 8 o'clock on the ACC Network, this may actually be a pretty entertaining game, depending on who can be healthy for Virginia Tech.
Has Boston College averaged 300 yards a game passing the ball since Matt Ryan? I mean, when I saw that this game, I was like, wow, Pitt's actually throwing the ball. I'm sorry, I can't say Pitt. Boston College
BC,
is actually, yeah, they're actually throwing the ball, and they can play defense right now. So, yeah, this is going to be a tricky game. I like BC in this game, though. I like BC. BC might be let me check the line real quick on that, fellas.
Duke is at North Carolina State today. That's a 3:30 kickoff on ESPN 3. As Randy has already noted, Duke has had problems holding on to the football. Randy, the stat I had was 19 turnovers in 5 games. Either way, that is the most in the country. They go up against an NC State team. We talked earlier about how they looked last week. They forced 4 turnovers last week in that win. So, John, Duke may turn it over another 4 or 5 times today against this NC State defense.
Oh, Chris, I tell you, one of the matchups I love in this game is J.J. Redick on Rodney Monroe. I think this is going to be a fantastic.
There you go.
This is football? Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the match. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't watch this game if it was in my cul-de-sac.
Okay, so we know how you feel.
Yeah.
Virginia is at Wake Forest today. That's the 4 o'clock game on the ACC Network. Now, the guy in this game that I find fascinating, Lindell Stone. He's the quarterback at Virginia. I don't know if you guys have seen this guy yet. He wears number 36.
Okay, hold on.
Yep.
So I wasn't going crazy.
No.
Chris, I'm sitting up here watching the highlights. I'm like, did everybody get hurt and he got to go in?
He is 6 feet tall. He weighs 240 pounds. The guy looks like a linebacker, and he's playing quarterback at Virginia right now. They threw it 54 times last week, so they're not afraid to let him sling it around.
So he looks like Jared Lorenzen in the ninth grade, is what you're saying.
Basically.
That's pretty much. All right. Maybe the eighth grade.
It threw me. I mean, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, hold on. Does he have 36 on? All I thought about, everybody must be hurt up there. But, yeah, I mean, he's a round guy.
Yeah, he is. It sounds like they should broadcast their games in black and white would be more appropriate for, for watching that kind of style.
With number 36
with a rotund 36 running around out there. That calls for a black and white telecast.
That game is, again, that is at 4 o'clock on the ACC Network. That is a look at what's happening around the ACC here on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer.
Let me ask you guys real quick. Does it feel like that there's no coaches that are really in trouble in the ACC?
In the ACC?
Yeah. I mean, like if I said like Derek Mason might be in trouble even through the pandemic and things like that. Does it feel like everybody's pretty secure in the ACC? I don't look at one specific program and say, even Virginia or NC State.
They look like they're good.
I mean, I don't see a program that looks like they're going to fire or they're on the edge. I mean, Norvell just got there. You know, this would be one thing if this was year four for Norvell and they were this bad, but you know, Chris, honestly, I don't think any coach is in any real trouble this year in the ACC. It just seems like everybody's done at the bottom of that conference just enough that, okay, we can live with that, then let's see what happens next year when we get back to a full year.
Yeah, that and coupled with the fact that a lot of these guys are still early in their tenures, like Satterfield at Louisville. So, again, I think next year may be a much more pivotal year for a lot of these guys. But, no, right now, I don't know how many coaching changes we're going to see across college football anyway. I think Derek Mason is clearly on the hot seat at Vanderbilt. I mean, he's just got to be. And, again, at what point in time, we talked earlier about Texas and Tom Herman. At what point in time does his job security
what happened
get questioned?
In that game last week? Because both of you guys picked that game last week. I mean, what happened? I mean, you lose Spencer Rattler. They take him out. Backup guy comes in, put Spencer in, and then you lose the game. Tom Herman. Yeah, he's the answer.
This thing's headed off the rails at Texas. It is headed totally off the rails.
I'll ask you this question: how'd they beat Georgia in a bowl game? How'd that program beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl?
Because Georgia thought that they should have been in the playoffs. You saw everybody knew Georgia was gonna get their ass whipped that game because they weren't worried about it. I was like, these dudes up here, ha ha ha, laughing and all that mess, and ha ha ha, the joke's on you because y'all just got y'all butt kicked by a team that looks like crap right now. That's what happened.
Chris, here's all you need to know. You know, Baylor's got as many conference wins as Texas does right now.
That's right. And Baylor can't get on the field.
Yeah. Baylor's got the same number of conference wins as Texas.
Mentioned it earlier.
Baylor played like Labor Day, and that was about it.
Texas is a recovered onside kick against Texas Tech away from being 0-3. In the Big 12, it's unbelievable.
They've given up 145 points in three games so far this year.
Wow! We'll get to our picks. We'll give you three winners and an upset special. We'll do that when we come back. It's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we are back and we are set to put the wraps today as we've spent the last couple hours getting you set for a full Saturday of college football. College Football Game Time brought to you in part by ESOG Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery, we do this every week. We give you three winners and an upset special. But before we get to today, guys, we got to take a look back at last week, and John Freaky was in for me last Saturday.
Freaky.
Here's how John Freaky did last week on College Football Game Time.
I think Georgia's going to win. I have Oklahoma beating Texas. Clemson's going to throttle the U. And for my upset special, I'm going to tell you guys, I think that Texas A&M is going to beat Florida. Boom shakalaka.
Wow. You talk about coming off the bench with the pitch hit grand slam. That's what John Fricke just did.
Yes,
wow.
He did.
Listen, that's why he doesn't hug anybody. So. Yeah.
That's it. Good job, John Fricke. All right, let's go to Randy McMichael now. This was last week here on College Football Game Time.
I'm taking the Dogs over Tennessee. I'm going to take Clemson over Miami also. And I'm taking North Carolina. I want to go Virginia Tech, but I'm going to take North Carolina over Virginia Tech because they're at home. In my upset special, and I had to look a couple times to make sure it was an upset, I'm going to take North Carolina State. Devin Leary and them boys went into Pitt. Nothing of their program. Devin Leary went into to Pitt last week, threw four touchdowns, 300 yards. So I'm going to pick an NC State to fight Phillip Rivers to upset Virginia. Another perfect week, baby.
And you'll hug.
And I'll hug you. Well, not right now. No.
I mean, we can elbow bump. Yeah, we can elbow bump it off.
Yeah, another perfect week. That's two in a row, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Ricky was hot last week. Randy was hot last week. What about John Chuckery? Here's John Chuckery from last week.
Ricky, I'm with you. I think Oklahoma beats Texas. I will take Clemson over Miami as well. Randy, I'm with you. I think North Carolina figures this game out. And for my upset special of the week, I am taking the Fighting Blackjack Mulligans of my school that I've been rooting for, UTEP, over Louisiana Tech, a two-touchdown underdog. It's only a four-point loss, Randy. You said they wouldn't make it. They only lost by four.
Oh, that's it? Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's 21-17 was the score.
Because I know one thing. When you made that, when you said you, I was like, huh?
UTEP's not bad.
I didn't say that. That's one of those picks, Chris, that you just got to dig for, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen, that is
how we do it. Yeah. Listen, we go all around the country here on this show, you know? No regional bias to us, you know?
No, not at all.
It's College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it's time for us to give you three winners in an upset special this week.
Chris, before we make the picks, one thing we didn't talk about with Georgia and Alabama, and I was asking Ryan Fowler last night, Randy, the punting and kicking game for Georgia is really starting to come along. And obviously, Kamara is good a punter. But this is one of those games, too, guys. A big booming punt by Kamara, 55 yards, and you flip the field. Don't forget about that aspect of this game, the punting and kicking for these two teams.
Flipping the field with the ball going out of bounds.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, don't kick that.
You don't want them to return one.
Don't put the ball 55 booming yards down the middle of the damn field. Don't do that. Not with that dude back there returning punts.
That dude's so good.
Don't do that. Do not do that. Period.
Now let's get to our picks this week, guys. I'll start us off this week. I'm going to go Liberty. I've been on the Flames. I think they're the Flames. Are they the Flames? Either way, I've been on Liberty a couple of times this year already. I'm going to go Liberty today over Syracuse, Central Florida over Memphis today. I just can't go against Alabama, Randy. Not at home. I'm going to take Alabama over Georgia today. It'll be a tight one. And then my upset special. Boston College goes into Virginia Tech today, a 13-point road dog, and BC comes out with a win on the road. My picks.
Chris, I thought you were going to pick Eastern Kentucky.
Did you see the games? I was like, what?
Yeah.
What the hell are you?
Who you got in UMass and Georgia Southern?
Oh, my God, Chris.
I like Georgia Southern and the Boston.
Really? Like those?
All right, listen. God bless.
Like, what the hell are you picking over there?
I mean, Chris, there's no Big 12 this week? Throw you for a loop or what? I mean,
So what do you want? You want
Kansas West Virginia pick?
Texas A&M over Mississippi State. I think Auburn finds a way to beat South Carolina. I mean, how many layups do you guys want to take? There's only one big game today in college football, and that's Georgia and Alabama. Okay.
Hey, Chris, these are your picks. Your pick.
Listen, they are, Chris, Listen, if we'd have gotten the show earlier, you could have had Louisiana and Coastal Carolina, too, available to
and
you.
And I might have taken that one, yeah. John.
Yo, Bo.
Okay, Randy Mack. Sorry. Did we lose Randy? Oh, I think we lost Randy again. You better can you get Randy pulled back up there, Bo? So see what happens, Chris? I mean, you got Randy all discombobulated with all of this. See? You got
okay, him, I'm back. I'm okay. back.
God forbid somebody pick a game outside of the back. Power Five.
And, Chris.
Hold on. I just picked you.
Randy lost his job.
I just picked you.
It was just funny. It was just funny because it is the biggest game, but you start out with Liberty.
Well, you got to build to a crescendo, Randy. You keep people listening all the way to the end.
All right,
supposed to Chris. Do.
Okay. All right, no problem. Okay, here we go. My picks are: I'm going Miami over Pitt. I'm gonna go A&M over Mississippi State. That's only 5 points right there. A&M and five, and I'm gonna go Dogs over Bama. And my upset special. Do I want to do this? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take South Florida over Temple. I was going to go Florida State over UNC, but no, I can't do it. I'm going to go South Florida, who is a 13.5 dog at Temple, to win the game today.
I looked at that, too. That was another one that I was interested in. So
there's a problem with me taking Central Florida over Memphis?
No, but that's one of your regular picks.
No, that's regular pick.
Yeah, I mean, upset special, you go all over the board. I mean, but, you know, I mean, for all your regular picks, you know, I've got North Texas over Middle Tennessee. I've got, you know, Marshall over Louisiana Tech. I mean, anyway, we love you, Chris. It's okay. It's okay. All right, my picks of the week. I'm going to ride with Randy that this has got to be the time when UJ gets it
if
done.
Not now, when?
Yeah, I mean, this is I know going to Tuscaloosa and all that, but you know, it's time for Georgia to figure out how to win this football game. So I'll take Georgia over Alabama. Two teams that, you know, Randy, you use that term. I hear you use that term about don't lose twice to this team.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the two teams that I think have to be careful not to lose twice. I am going to take Miami over Pitt, and I'm going to take Tennessee over Kentucky today too. And I think getting back home and Tennessee getting some things figured out. But that's two teams, Randy, that you know, to use your, you know, one of your axioms is don't lose twice. You know, don't lose twice to Georgia. Don't lose twice to Clemson. So I will take those two teams. And for my upset special of the week, I am going to take the fighting Jim Kellys. Not that Jim Kelly, but this Jim Kelly.
Mr. Han, suddenly I like to leave your island. It is not possible. Bull, Mr. Handman. Man, you come right out of a comic book.
Yes, you have to go way back in time. The original Jim Kelly before there was a quarterback. I am going to take, guys, Louisville to finally get their act together and knock off the number 4 team in the country. I think it's either 16.5 or 17 points today. Louisville should be better than what they've been this year. I'm not sold 100% that Notre Dame is one of the 4 best teams in the country right now as we stand. So I'm going to take that Louisville finally gets their act together, and they upset Notre Dame today and beat them in South Bend.
Where's that game at, JC?
It's in South Bend today.
Oh, it's in South Bend. Okay. Yes. I think we're going to learn a lot about 4 and 5 today. 3, 4, and 5. You know, Georgia. Yes. Georgia, Notre Dame, and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
How real are they? Mm-hmm. We're going to learn a whole lot about all 3 of those programs today. More or less the 4 and 5, because North Carolina, JC, you've been saying the whole show, they got talent. They got personnel.
Oh, yeah.
Man. They got personnel, and then they got a trigger man who can spin it with the best of them. And they got, as much as we love, you know, Coach Mack Brown ain't going to coach you to a loss. That's how I look at him. He's not going to coach you to a loss.
Randy, how many carries Kenny McIntosh get today for Georgia?
Chris, he has to have at least 10. I say at least. They got to get him the ball more. They got to get him the ball more. And I got a guy that we talk about a whole lot. We got to find a way to get James Cook involved some way. Oh, yeah, also, one more thing.
Yeah.
Watch out for the Georgia tight ends, because Ole Miss's tight end had a field day last week. So watch out for McKitty and Washington today also.
They just, you know, to me, make sure that you keep the Alabama wide receivers in front of you. Make sure that they stay, that those guys don't get the ball, and that yak, man, watch that yak. I mean, if Mac Jones is averaging 13 or 14 yards an attempt, this could get ugly for Georgia.
Big day of college football, and of course, the nightcap tonight, the one that will kind of cap the evening, is Alabama and Georgia. It's number 2 against number 3. Enjoy the football today. We'll be back with you
again
Saturday, 9 to noon, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks again to Bo Johnson for filling in today for Brian Gebhardt. We'll see you back here on Saturday morning. Enjoy the college football. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
Go Braves.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.